Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess. After a Shemitah year, on the first year after a Shemitah year, you give Trumais, you give Meiser Rishain to the Levi, and you give Meiser Sheni. What do you do with Meiser Sheni? Who do you give it to? We'll soon see. Same as for the second year after a Shemitah year. During the third year, no Meiser Sheni is replaced with Meiser Oni that goes to the poor people. Fourth and fifth year, again, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Sixth year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. Seventh year is Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. Okay, let's get back to that first and second year. Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi. Meiser Sheni, I give Meiser on what's left. What do I do with it? I take these peres up to Yerushalayim, and I eat it in Yerushalayim. We usually waited until we went to be Oile Regel anyway and brought it then. What if it's too many peres to schlep? Wagons and wagons of peres? So there's an Eitzah. You can switch it for money. In other words, the Kiddush of the Meiser Sheni goes off the Peres onto money. The Peres become Chulin. Chulin means just regular. You can eat them wherever you want. And you have to bring the money up to Yerushalayim and purchase food over there. Zakta Mishnah. Ha-Poyret Sela. Someone who wants to exchange many copper coins of Meiser Sheni. Ha-Poyret Sela Mimoz Meiser Sheni. And he wants to turn it into one silver sela coin. A sela is worth 2 shekel. A sela is also worth 4 dinar. And a sela would be worth 768 prutas. You don't have to remember all of this, but just bear it in the back of your mind. Again, a silver sela is equal to 2 silver shekel. 1 shekel is equal to 2 dinar, silver dinar. So a sela, silver sela, is 4 dinar. And if you care to remember this, you don't have to. A dinar is 192 copper prutais, which would mean that a sela is 768 prutais. Okay. Zakta Mishnah. Ha-poyrit sela mimois meiser sheni. This person is outside of Yerushalayim. He has copper prutais of meiser sheni that are worth a sela of kesef. He doesn't want to schlep all these copper prutais all the way up to Yerushalayim. So he wants to change it to a sela, a silver sela. Of course, that's going to be a lot easier for him. He gives in 768 copper coins, and he has to take only 1 silver sela. The Beishami say, no problem. Beishami Ermin Bechala Sela Mois. You want to do that? Fine, carry your full sela to Yerushalayim instead of schlepping 768 prutais. The Basil say, not so fast. B'shekel kesef u'b'shekel mois. Take your sela and divide it in half. Half of it you can exchange for prutas. The other half should be a shekel. Why? Why can't I change all my prutas? It'll be so much easier to take to Yerushalayim. Well, here's the problem. Everyone's coming to be early regal. If everybody's going to come only with big coins and everyone has to exchange it for prutas, the price of the pruta is going to go up. How could the price of a pruta go up? Well, if everyone needs a pruta, it's going to go up. I remember I was in a bungalow colony. People needed rolls of quarters for the washing machine. Somebody was selling a roll of quarters for much more than a quarter apiece. And people were desperate. Besides, in the times of the Mishnah, every coin had what's called intrinsic value. You see, when you have a dollar bill, it's not really worth a dollar. You have a $100 bill. Is it worth $100? No, it's like a check from the government. But in the times of the Mishnah, money was worth what the money was worth. If a coin was chipped, it wasn't worth as much. A silver sela was worth a silver sela. A silver dinner was worth a silver dinner. So it was like a commodity. It was like sugar or coffee. If everybody wants it, the price goes up. So the Basil wanted to make sure that when people come to Yerushalayim, they should come with some prutais already. Not that everyone suddenly has to exchange all of their bigger coins for prutais. Now we have a totally different machlokes. Rav Meir Oimer Ein Mechalin Kesef Upeirois Ala Kesef. We're talking about someone who has peirois of Meiser Sheni that are worth less than a dinner. Let's say his peirois are worth half a dinner. He also has a medeya that's worth half a dinner. So he wants to transfer them both for a single dinner coin. He wants to come and say, can I have a single dinner coin? I'll give you half a dinner worth of peirois and half a dinner worth of coins. You can't do that, says Rav Meir. The Chachamim atir and the Chachamim say it's okay. What should he do? He only has a half a dinner worth of peres and a half a dinner worth of coins. He has no choice. Let's let him do it. Now, the Chacham would agree if he has a whole dinner worth of peres and a whole dinner worth of coins. And he says, you know what? It's more convenient to me to have one shekel. No. You exchange the peres for one dinner and your coins for another dinner. When you're stuck, you only have a half a dinner of peres and a half a dinner of coins, then we'll let you put it together and exchange it for one dinner. So again, Remei Reimer Ein Mechal and Kesef of Peres Ala Kesef. I don't want you to put together a half a dinner of Kesef and a half a dinner of Peres for one dinner of Kesef. Chachamim Atir, and the Chachamim say under those circumstances it is Mutter. So quickly, chazering over. Peres of Meister Sheni, it's a mitzvah to bring them up to Yerushalayim and to eat them there. But you can exchange it for money, where the Kiddush of the Meister Sheni goes over to the money, and you have to bring the money up to Yerushalayim and purchase special kinds of food over there. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone waited when they were going to Yerushalayim anyway to be Oile Regel. The Matbeis that receive the Kiddush of Meister Sheni, when I take my Peres and I say I want the Kiddush to go over to Matbeis, you can't just switch them for other Matbeis. But if you're outside of Yerushalayim and you have too many copper coins to schlep and you want to switch it for bigger coins so that you don't have to carry so much, let's say someone has 768 prutas. He wants to switch it for one sell. That's so much easier to take. So the Meshameh say, fine, you can do it. The Basil say, no. Half. A sella is 2 shekels. 1 shekel worth of prutas I want you to keep. The other prutas you can convert to a shekel. The reason is, everyone's going to come to Yerushalayim and they need prutas. Everyone only has big coins. No one has any prutas. The price of the pruta is going to go up. Then we add a different machloikis. Rav Meir says, if you have a half a dinner worth of peyrois and a half a dinner worth of coins, you can't combine it together for one dinner. The Chachamim say, if you're stuck like that, you can. But if you have a full dinner worth of peyrois and a full dinner worth of coins and a dinner, you can't say, I'll put the two together for a shekel. No, that not. That's not such an emergency. But if you only have half a dinner worth of peyrois, I'll let you combine it with another dinner to get a shekel.